This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know, like, it's a lot more fun and entertaining to go nuts. I feel like I've, you know, criticized the Yankees quite a bit over the last couple of days here, and I just don't feel like either team is as bad as what they're playing right now. The Yankees, it's always been about bigger picture issues, although I will say if they lose today, like, I mean, look, changes likely aren't going to be made in season. The Yankees just don't do that. So then the question becomes, well, after the season, and if it's going to be an after the season thing, why do I care about it now? We're in season. We're worried about what's going on now with the Yankees. But, man, if they cough this thing up, lost today, and somehow found themselves out of the postseason at the end of the year, I mean, remember, though, too, the Yankees did miss the playoffs in 2023 after getting to the ALCS in 22. They went to the World Series last year. And it wouldn't buy anybody any time just because we feel it. I felt it since 2021. So if I thought it in 2021, why wouldn't I think it now? Meaning that they needed a change at the top. Cashman and then Boone as a, you know, byproduct of that or collateral damage. This is not a fire the manager, everything's going to get better thing. This is a we're in too deep, you have to ride it out thing. And then for me, it would be fixing the thought process in the construction of a roster, a thought process of what type of players you're looking into, and a thought process, changing the thought process and how you develop said players. Like even just something as simple as Dominguez last night. Was it an easy play? No, but a big league left fielder's got to make that play. And he doesn't, and nobody's perfect. He's been better out there, but you still, Boone admitted it with John Boy and Jake, I think it was. He admitted it. He's learning. Yeah, it was, getting it mixed up maybe with the post-game press conference. He was on with Talking Yanks podcast, John Boy and Jake, and he was talking about how Dominguez is still feeling his way and kind of learning here on the go, I'm paraphrasing, in left field at the big league level on a team that's trying to win a World Series. Any little mistake like that, the margin for error with the Yanks right now because they're not mashing, there really is none. They're not hitting well. They're not pitching well enough. One guy in the bullpen makes one mistake and it's sensationalized because they're not tacking on runs. That's two nights ago. Last night, it's a bad defensive play. Devin Williams then can't throw strikes. Yankees offense does nothing against a tough pitcher. It's all sensationalized. These one or two things that they do, the mistakes that they make, nobody's perfect. But the difference is they're not, you know, making up for those mistakes by mashing. And with the Mets, it's not like they're beating themselves with bad mistakes. Not that they've been great. Beatty, obviously, the other night with an error. I had an issue with the third base coach, Sarbaugh, not being aggressive there. But that's just me. A lot of people, and Mendy himself, saying, no, it's 100% the right decision. That's fine. He could say his thing. I could say mine. There is no right or wrong. The result was wrong, but that doesn't mean that I would be proven right by sending him. I just would have liked to have been aggressive in that spot. The Beatty era, yes, and he shouldn't have been on the field in that spot, in my opinion, but that's more infrequent with the Mets. The bigger issue with the Mets is their inconsistency offensively, whereas with the Yankees, it's not just one thing. It's been multiple things. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Sal, how you doing there, buddy?
Good. How are you, Charlie?
I'd be a lot better. I mean, we got to get the bats going here with the Mets. I mean, I'm out there Monday night. great comeback. You're down 5-0. But even the Alonso home run. I mean, Lindor gets on base by a pass ball, strike three, and Soto gets on by an error. That should have even been a three-run homer. That should have been a solo shot. They're not hitting. And they're not hitting throughout that lineup. And Saturday's game, that's what I expect from this Mets team. I was an enjoyable game to go watch on Saturday afternoon. Everybody was hitting. I'm not expecting that every game. But we got to get some consistency here. It's just getting tough to watch, you know. And then, no offense, Tyrone Taylor should have been sent home. I don't want to hear about Soto and Alonso. You know what the odds are to go 5-for-5 in baseball, in Major League Baseball? The odds are against you. It's like the housing...
I think he didn't have to get a hit there. They were thinking just a sack fly will get the job done. I also think you have to factor in, Charlie, and thank you for the call. Great passion as always. I think you have to factor in the pitcher as well. Cade Smith, who has been lights out for the most part as a reliever, you give up a hit like that to Lindor, that's where you got to take advantage of that. So instead of thinking, well, we've got Soto and Alonso coming up, which I understand, but if Lindor's at second, that's going to take the bat out of Soto's hands, and then it's down to really Alonso. Instead of thinking that and playing it safe, I'd be thinking, we just got a hit off of this guy who's tough to get a hit off of, as you saw when he blew Alonso away in Cade Smith. And we have a good fast runner at first base who's aggressive and hustling, and you have chaos in the process with the ball hit down the line. Whether he fields it perfectly or not, and I know that Sarbaugh's reading all that stuff, and I know the ball got away from the cutoff guy, but and I know they were in the wrong spot. Santana was over there together. I'm not talking about that being the reason to send him. I'm saying when you have a ball like that that's hitting the corner, there is now pressure. The game is literally on the line. You get a big hit against a tough reliever. You got a guy on first base that can run. It has happened before. Guys going from first on a double. And there's pressure on the defense, the right fielder, to pick that ball up cleanly, to throw it to the right cutoff man, the cutoff man to field it cleanly, make a perfect throw home, catcher to field it perfectly, put the perfect tag on. And they all are doing it under the stress of knowing that if they don't execute this perfectly, the game is over. If the Mets were behind, different story. I'm not being aggressive. Tie game in that spot when you have them on the ropes, that's where I would have sent them. I have my reasons for it. It's not just, well, the result didn't work. That's not it. There are many reasons why I said I would have been aggressive in that spot. Trailing, different story. Now you're not going to be as aggressive there to me. Now you say, all right, well, you got to play it safe. You're down. Let's see what happens here. You have second and third. Maybe they walk Soto. You got the bases loaded, and we need multiple runs to win this game anyway. I'm not trying to force the issue at one just to get a tie. That's at least my mindset. Maybe some people see it the other way, but that would be the case for me. Ralph is in New Haven. What's up, Ralph?
Hi, just a hypothetical. I'm not a Mets or Yankees fan. If the Yankees were in the National League, what position do you think they'd be in? And if the Mets were in the American League, what position do you think they're in? I'll hang up and see what your answer is.
Well, I mean, we don't have to have it hypothetical, Ralph, and thank you for the call. You could actually look at the standings. Yankees right now are 60-54. So if the Yankees were in the National League, the Yankees would be right there, three games behind the Mets, like the Cincinnati Reds are. So they'd still be within striking distance. The problem is you'd be in striking distance of the final playoff spot as opposed to being in the final playoff spot, which they are right now. And if the Mets were in the American League, they'd be 63-51. They'd be ahead of both the Mariners and Yankees. They'd be right behind the Red Sox there for that second spot of the wild card. Now, the difference, the biggest difference is, I would say, more definitively, I don't think the Yankees have any chance to get through the National League to get to a World Series. And if the Mets were in the American League, I'd feel better about their chances getting through the American League and getting to a World Series just because of the quality of competition in the American League. Doesn't mean that definitively, the American League is worse than the National League. It just means that I feel like the teams in the National League, Dodgers, Padres, you want to throw in the Brewers, Cubs as well, Phillies, Mets, I feel like those teams are stronger than the top teams in the American League with the Tigers, Astros, Blue Jays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.